What is on your mind as we inch closer to the holiday of all holidays?
Well, it is.
Christmas.
There'd be no Easter without Christmas.
There would not.
No.
There would not.
There'd be no America without Christmas.
Exactly right. Christmas is, Christmas is pretty cool.
And my grandmother would have never given me those wonderful jammies if it weren't for Christmas.
It's Advent.
And Advent, yes. My dad made a trumpet record called Anticipation about all the prophecies. I might run a few of them on the Christmas show.
That would be fun. Very fun. Advent means waiting, coming.
Yep.
The arrival.
Looking forward,
right?
To with, yeah, anticipation.
Yeah. Yeah. Expectant waiting.
Joyful. Hopeful.
Exactly right.
The Isaiah promise come true.
And, you know, it's really easy in the midst of all the hustle and bustle to lose that.
It is, and especially people that get affluenza.
Oh, my gosh. We have to talk about that today on the program. We have the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux getting jammed again by the NCAA. And by the way, I know how excited you were yesterday about the Bison beating the Irish. And it was a big, big deal. But thankfully, our daughter Hannah reminded me last night. She said, "Dad, you know what that means? The Sioux beat the Irish because the Sioux smoked the Bison in basketball."
That's right.
By like 20 points.
Yeah.
And so, what did they? What they beat? They beat them by three, four,
five, four.
Yeah. So I guess we're 15 point. Let's round up. Just say we're 15 point favorite over the Irish.
I think UND needs to get some sort of a plaque.
So anyway, we're going to cover that today on the program. There was a rather significant fire out at Williston this morning. We don't know a lot about it other than it was at Harvest Hills subdivision, two apartment complexes that were under construction. Now, something similar happened in the Minot not long ago. So, you know, I don't know if this is a product of, heaters that are needed for construction workers or just electrical not yet completed, or I haven't
even... You want to really move in there quickly, doesn't it?
Well, an occupied apartment complex was burning down, you'd wonder about, But to me, under construction, I don't...
Yeah, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
There's some really good piece of news I found in the middle of the day yesterday. There's a 223-page report scored all 50 states in their overall respect for individual freedom. And guess what state was first and second?
Are we number one in something else?
Number one, most individual liberty of any of the 50 states.
Are you kidding?
No. And the criterion is really sensible. This is by The Blaze, a sensible conservative group. We ground our conception of freedom on the individual rights framework. In our view, individuals should be allowed to, listen to this, dispose of their lives, liberties, and property as they see fit, so long as they do not infringe on the rights of others. What is wrong with that? Nothing. This freedom index stands with the tradition in social science in measuring normally desired phenomenon. And they talk about individual liberty as far as economic growth and so many things. The pursuit of happiness, number one, North Dakota. Number two, South Dakota, a close second. Most individual freedom. Congratulations.
That is really cool. Really cool. Yeah. Really, really neat. So, one today, a couple other things that we're going to tackle today. It's Normal or Nuts Friday.
Right.
And I have a little story to share going back to how crazy things can get at the holidays, right? So I'm at the mall with our youngest daughter. And I earlier mentioned our daughter, Hannah, who gave me the lightning bolt about, really the Sioux beat the Irish dad.
That's right.
It's priceless, isn't
it? That's right.
Well, this was Hannah, our younger daughter, our youngest. She's in fifth grade. So she's kind of a shopaholic, right? I should say a browseaholic. She just likes to,
She's
graze.
Fun to go shopping with. You've taken me with it to the dollar store, and she's fun.
Yes. So anyway, we're at the mall, and I have this thing where I really am spoiled about parking spots. So at Christmas time, I tend to grumble that you have to park much further away from the entrance of a particular store than you normally would because it's busy, right? So what I employ instead is strategy, okay? And the strategy is usually noticing if somebody's coming out of the mall or the store because they generally are
and
going to their vehicle.
Follow them.
Yes,
I see.
And this does not work in Mall of America, by the way. down in the Twin Cities because people there tend to do the offload, where they'll come out to their car, dump a bag or two, and then go back in because they don't want to haul stuff around, right? But, you know, in most places, you know, North Dakota, Minnesota, that we shop at, this was just the mall. Anyway, so I pull in and you know, trying to find a spot, can't find somebody walking to their vehicle, and I go, perfect, here we go. So, luck would have it that they were in a kind of a prime spot. So I decide, hey, here we go, Haley. She's getting in her car, and we're good to go. And anyway, wait about a minute. Okay, so this woman gets in her car, and, you know, they always have to get their stuff ready and put the key in. So it's probably a minute that we're waiting for this woman to back out, right? Well, just about the time the reverse lights come on, a vehicle comes the other way.
Oh, no, yeah, through and all the way through from the next one in the next lane.
And it puts the blinker on as to proclaim this will be my parking spot. Thank you very much.
Spot coming the other way, and there you are lined up.
Right. Now, never mind the fact I've been there a minute. This is my get, right? I mean, I
would think so.
Now, this has happened to me before, and when it's ever close, I just think, let them have it. I don't care. It's not worth it. I'm not going to, you know, play this little standoff game in the parking lot for a spot, right? So if it's close, I would always err on the side of giving it to somebody else and not dealing with it. But this one was blatant, okay? So
are we talking some parking lot rage?
Well, you decide if this is rage or not. So they put their blinker on. The person happens to pull out. You know, when people pull out, they can pull out one of two ways.
They sure can.
And it can benefit one.
That's right.
It can benefit one aisle or the other.
That's true.
Well, it happened to very blatantly favor us.
She maybe even noticed the travail.
Pulled in front. Okay, so anyway, I pull in the spot. Now the vehicle passes, and the other vehicle that was waiting stays there. Doesn't move on, stays there. So Haley's noticing all this. She said, Dad, they're not leaving. I said, well, whatever. I mean, I don't feel bad. I'm happy to explain, you know, that we were waiting for a good minute for this, but whatever. So we get out of the vehicle and leave. The person in the vehicle that was waiting rolls down the window and goes, Merry Christmas!
So they gave you the Grinch Award because they had affluenza. They coveted your spot.
And I have to tell you, I was so stunned I didn't even respond.
Did your hair catch on fire?
I mean, normally in a situation like that, I would smile and wave and, you know, or go over and say, really, I would not, you know, would not steal your, I'm not so.
You're not Grinch-like.
I'm not so cold-hearted I would steal your parking spot.
No.
You know, I mean, it is a little chilly out and everything else. Anyway, do you think that was a little rage-like, a little road rage-ish?
Yes, I think those people were really out of self-control. They lost self-control. They didn't see that was your place. Talking about parking lots, one quick anecdote, when the ice came to Dallas, people completely cleaned out the Walmart. The parking was all the way into Arlington Stadium. Every all milk, all eggs, all bread, everything was gone. And they said they hunkered down in the ice storm in Dallas.
That's funny, because they just don't know.
Have no clue.
and they panic. Oh, this might be weeks.
They did. They panicked. They went completely crazy. My daughter could not believe it.
I have a friend in Dallas who texted me during that, said, totally hunkered down, haven't left the house in 3 days.
That's exactly right. And they went and got they got enough provisions for 5 or 6 years.
That's so funny. That is so funny. People go a little crazy. Well, you know, I think the lesson in all this is back to expectant waiting, back to the beauty of the season, back to the reason for the season.
Patience. And the minute you do that, you enter this timeless place. Timeless, perfect, peaceful place.
It is. Exactly right. And I have actually, when Advent started, our parish hands out little Advent books. And just a short little tidbit that I want to share before the end of the program.
So you got some prophecies and stuff?
No, every day it has a little message about just exactly that, about Advent. So I'm going to share that before we end the hour. We'll have a little Faith Matters moment here.
Also appreciated how we ended yesterday with Isaiah 40, the last half of that. Folks, you need, especially Isaiah 40, 31 is a promise that's really sweet about eagles and not getting tired.
I wanted to share that story because, one, we have a Freedom Club meeting coming up in Tioga on Monday night, so we want to just make sure folks know about that and what that's all about. So hang tight, we'll tell you about that. And then why the Freedom Club exists is exactly because of calls like that one yesterday.
Absolutely.
And it was just a, you know, folks, we don't say it enough, but this audience is awesome. You are awesome.
You know, I got ripped the other day pretty hard, and we just calls lined up to encourage me and be kind. You know, I got blistered, sort of like that guy screaming Merry Christmas at you, except it was a little bit rougher than that even.
Well, you had thousands of people listening to it.
You know,
yeah, right. Haley and I and one other person.
I felt very self-conscious.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll take out a few of the normal or nuts questions that we'll be chatting about during next hour's What's on Your Mind program with Steve Bakken next. And then Mark and I back at the bottom of the hour to tell you all about the Freedom Club event.
Yeah.
As well as...
Yeah, let's talk about Advent a little bit.
About a little Advent. And remind me to tell you the story, too, about Bishop Fulda yesterday at school with the kids. It was adorable.
All right.
Speaking of Advent. Coming up on the program.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's here, the odor-free guarantee from StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. If you've got stink, if you've got an odor problem, StopSmellNow.com has come to the rescue with this provisional patent on their odor cure. It's an odor medicine, so it's gone. Cigarette or smoke smell, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or a freezer. They guarantee it, folks. If the odor isn't removed, they give you your money back guaranteed. No questions asked. It's winter. It's getting cold outside. They want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated now so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And get a load of this deal. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off every product you order. Go to StopSmellNow.com, StopSmellNow.com, or call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, StopSmellNow.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Your mind, Friday edition. I don't want to scare you at all, but it's Friday the 13th, and I didn't mean in a superstitious kind of way, because I think that's totally stupid, but I mean, as I look at the calendar, I see December fading fast, and I see Christmas here a week from Wednesday. I don't know why, that just about stuns me. That we're speeding through the Christmas season. So a week from Wednesday is Christmas. And I don't know, to me, I just, you know, still remembering the taste of turkey dinner. So it's happening quick. Is Steve ready to go? Mr. Bakken? Oh, okay. We're waiting for Mr. Bakken. But anyway, it's coming quick. So Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, we usually like to just kind of open up the phones and go wacky. And by the way, that little story I told Mark about Christmas rage and the parking lot incident, two lessons there. One, slow down. Remember the reason for the season. Don't get too wrapped around your own axle. And second of all, laugh about it. You know, I mean, that's all I could do is laugh about it. We're still laughing about the Merry Christmas. Should I tell where the license plate was from on that story, Steve, do you think? Or
would
that be a cheap shot? That doesn't matter.
Cheap shot. I don't think that really matters at all, where that's from.
Well, it doesn't matter to me. But I will say this, there's some stereotypical things that are normally directed at folks from this particular locale. But I'm going to take your advice and take the high road, and it doesn't matter where they're from. The whole Christmas rage thing is what matters. Have you ever had anybody accost you in a parking lot like that?
Oh, yeah. There was one time I was having a and I sat there for about 4 minutes, and somebody did just that. And I probably would have let it go because I'm sitting there, my blinker on, waiting for somebody to back out, and I probably would have let it go. Except they got out of the vehicle and they were laughing and pointing, like, "Hi, I see you were waiting, and we got the fuck." Okay, so I drove around once, and they were in the store, and I stopped and grabbed the tow strap out of the back of my truck and pulled their vehicle out into the middle of the parking lot. On the icy parking lot and unhooked it, and then I left. I giggled a lot.
How far away did you move this this vehicle?
Oh, about 100 feet.
That'd be a classic. I would have wanted to be there when they come out looking for their vehicle.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they were like, "What the heck happened?" Well.
You probably could have been crosswise with the law on that. I'm not sure we would want to suggest anybody follow your idea there.
Oh, I'm not quite sure that was legal, but it made me feel good.
Anyway, if you have a similar Christmas rage story, folks, let us know. I have a little Christmas rage over this nativity scene in Fertile, Minnesota being controversial. Are you kidding me? This stuff is just nuts. Number one, a nativity scene should never, let me repeat, never prompt a debate. It's history. It happened. You know what I mean? Walking by it, seeing it, knowing it's in a school does not indoctrinate anybody, does not say, you must believe this. It happened. Is this not just bananas?
Speaking of laughing at a situation, that's one I found so far out of the scope of Christmas cheer and sense of the season. And I actually reread that story a couple times. I was incredulous about it.
And it happens every year. There's another one going on at Shaw Air Force Base. A nativity scene there was ordered removed, but this shouldn't happen in Fertile, Minnesota, so I need to know what the heck is in the water up there.
Shouldn't happen anywhere.
That is just no, it really shouldn't. Again, it's just dumb, it's stupid, I don't understand it at all. So that gives me a little bit of the Christmas rage as well. Have you seen the latest NCAA assault on UND? And this may be a little bit of a stretch. You help me determine if this is a stretch, Steve. So the NCAA sends out requests for bids to host regional sites for the tournaments in 2015, right? And do you remember when Holy Cross beat the Gophers in the regional that was held at Ralph Engelstad Arena?
Oh, absolutely.
It was about 5 years ago. It shocked the world, right? So it was David versus Goliath. Holy Cross beats the Gophers, and one of the reasons they did was because the crowd was insane in favor of Holy Cross because, of course, it was all Sioux fans that wanted to play Holy Cross, not want to play the Gophers. Well, Holy Cross wins in that regional, and there's a rule instituted at the NCAA that says, we don't think home campuses should be able to host regionals anymore. So it was the take my hockey puck and go home move by the NCAA, okay? That's fine. So Fighting Sioux know that. They want another regional, but they hedged their bets a little bit, and they put in a bid for Ralph Engelstad Arena, but they also put in a bid in conjunction with the folks at Shields Arena in Fargo. 5,000-seat arena. It's a beautiful facility, and obviously there's a ton of Sioux fans in Fargo and Bismarck. It'd be a little closer for them, so you know, not necessarily a bad thing at all, a very good thing. So anyway, Shields Arena selected. Big deal for UND. It's awesome. But guess what? The Midwest Regional is going to be held on the campus of Notre Dame. So they bend their rules for Notre Dame. They do not bend the rules for North Dakota. Could this be yet more Fighting Sioux bias, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there is not an organization that is more rife with graft and corruption in our set of rules, or there are no rules, in the NCAA. You know, where's the oversight for the NCAA? There isn't any. They make the rules, and they choose to abide by the rules by which they feel like abiding by. And quite often it comes down to finances. It's like, who's going to write the bigger check? Hey, you win a bid.
Ugh, unbelievable. I can't believe it. So we have a question. Is the NCAA normal or nuts? Is removing a nativity school display infertile, normal or nuts? This is you can't make this stuff up, for crying out loud, folks. And have you heard about the new somebody wants it removed. I don't know that it has been removed, right? But what else? We only have a minute left here.
Well, hopefully we'll get an update on that massive fire that's taking place up in Williston this morning as well.
Working on that. It's under control now, but it was at 2:30 this morning, quite a rager.
At 2:30 this morning, though, when I saw the video for that fire, it was incredible. And when they have to pan to get the footage of the fire in, I mean, it was multiple buildings. And we just had that fire that took place in Minot, where every firefighter.
Yeah, similar deal, by the way, because they were both under construction. So amazing. Yeah. Those and more topics coming up with Steve and I on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead, folks. Give us a ring.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Transitioning to the Christmas music there, Mr. Producer Man, brother of mine. Tell me by Monday. All right, well, get to it. Whatever it takes. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Christmas bumpers, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll have my religious...
Chris has been under the weather, so he hasn't... We put out an edict earlier in the week, and as usual, I told him 30 seconds before I wanted it done. So, and I don't know, do you think he has affluenza?
No, he's appreciative of all his things.
Okay, so it wasn't affluenza you had? No. What is affluenza exactly?
Well, affluenza is the chronic condition of never being satisfied materially, coveting, yearning. It's sort of the Democrat class hatred thing, but it's now it's been put into the heart of a spoiled little child who wants and wants and wants more and more and more, can never get enough. Toys, things, clothes, cars, and booze.
Yeah. By the way, a Texas teen who killed four people.
Drove into them.
It's the murder of four people driving drunk. He gets probation. And the reason he gets probation is the judge said he was suffering from affluenza. I've never even heard of that. When somebody said he has affluenza, I said, "Well, I don't know what that is."
That's the merger of affluence and influenza.
It's... So his parents have money.
Yeah.
And but he not enough for him or what?
Never enough. Low self-esteem because he never has enough. He's never satisfied. His toys break and he goes wah wah wah. He wants to call the wambulance every 3 minutes.
You know, in a really roundabout way, this is exactly why we have a Freedom Club. The fact that this is happening in the United States of America is why we have a Freedom Club. The fact that somebody even discusses the idea of it being, appropriate to have a nativity scene at the school in Fertile is why we have a Freedom Club.
That's right.
The assault on the traditional family is why we have a Freedom Club. The idea that the North Dakota miracle, known as that wonderful resource of oil and gas and coal and all the things that we have in the
world. That God put there.
Exactly right. That God put there. The number one threat to the prosperity it provides is government and regulation. That's why we have a Freedom Club. That's why we'll be in Tioga on Monday night, 7 o'clock, at the Farm Festival building. Because we want to know how many people think like we do, that this is nuts. And
it's absolutely nuts.
This country is going off the rails, and that if we don't shoulder to shoulder to show we've had enough already.
See, we're supposed to be a nation of laws to protect the people from the kind of hatred towards nativity scenes. We've got to have a nation of laws that protects our borders, our freedom of speech, our freedom of the right to assemble. We're going to exercise in Tioga. Folks, come to this, because one of the things I'm going to have there is a little petition. And how does this sound? Let's not make the deficit increase a little slower. Let us cut the deficit. Let us cut the deficit and balance the budget and never raise the debt ceiling unless we're in war.
Mark is also going to do some discussion about a lot of work he's been doing on the articles of impeachment. And,
right.
And you know, we had a call yesterday about that on the program. Somebody furious that Congressman Kevin Cramer had not done more on impeachment. And I said at the time, and I believe this, members of Congress shake in their boots when the phones ring. Members of Congress shake in their boots when emails come in. Members of Congress shake big time when there's gatherings in Tioga Festival Building at 7 o'clock Monday night, and the walls are blown off because there's so many people in there saying impeachment must start now. So
that's right.
This is
I'm going to bring a very simple four-point impeachment petition that's got a couple of blanks at the top. What state and what congressional district? Folks, wherever you're from, and there's people from all 50 states in the Bakken. There's the opportunity is like the old gold rush, and you people are patriotic. You don't want to support a president that's at war with energy, at war with coal, the monster EPA telling truckers when they can sleep. This has gone way too far. School districts actually saying, should we tear down the creche and the nativity scene? This has got to stop.
It does. It absolutely does. So this is why, folks, we have a Freedom Club. Because it's strength in numbers, it's standing up and being counted. It's also a way to ensure that this program, Rush Limbaugh's program, Common Sense Club with Mark, and all of the programming you hear right here, Focus on the Family,
right,
standing up for traditional families, Preacher in the Patch, you know what, Chuck Swindoll is one of
Overcomers Unanimous. We got two segments a month just totally on faith-based deliverers from addiction.
We have wonderful little announcements you may hear about the beauty of marriage that the Catholic Church is
right.
I mean, so many different things of by the way, of all faiths. I mean, of all in unity, in other words, Mark, you're Protestant, I'm Catholic. This is about, you know, standing up for Judeo-Christian values.
See, yesterday I read out of your Bible. Oh, it's the same one. Isn't that curious?
Anyway, we look forward to seeing you Monday night. And by the way, whenever I talk about the Freedom Club, I want to make sure people understand that the most important thing you can do is be counted. And that means come to these events or go to our website if you can't be there, which is flagfamily.com, and become a member. And when you become a member, the cost is zero. It costs nothing to be a member. Now, we ask for a contribution based on a free will, okay? This is totally up to you. And folks have donated, $4,000.
Yeah, that's actually happened.
Down to $10.
Right.
Okay? So we leave that to you, all right? That's sort of the general range.
And several have said later, you know, right now they're...
Doesn't matter.
They're maxed out Christmas.
It doesn't matter. So the most important thing is to be counted, and you'll find a no contribution link right on there,
we do need help.
We do because of the fact that everything we just talked about limits the amount of people who are bold enough, that are businesses that are willing to put their message next to a message of faith, as an example.
Just Merry Christmas is just one thing. We're telling people who says that and who doesn't, you know. And so we stand up and we're politically incorrect, and so we get zinged.
Exactly. In fact, Grand Forks Monday night at the Pizza Ranch, Mark and I were there for a Freedom Club meeting. One of the wonderful pieces of input from a woman in Grand Forks was to say, I want a list of any of these businesses that refuse to say Merry Christmas. I want to know who's doing this more on Christmas, because I'm not shopping there. And those are the kind of conversations.
And you know what? Here's the answer. AFA, American Family Alliance, .net, I think. I called Chaps back, and that's what he said. Go to AFA.com, American Family Alliance, and you can find out who's naughty and nice about who says Merry Christmas and who won't.
Exactly right. So anyway, we'll see you Monday night. FlagFamily.com, by the way, the year's wrapping up, and we really, really, really have a push now until the end of the year. We have a wonderful opportunity through an organization out of Park Rapids, Minnesota, that's working with children, encouraging children.
The treasure within them.
Yes. Our friend Ruben out there is got a marvelous organization. And Ruben has come to us and said, I want more people to know about this wonderful organization. And if people are willing to donate to our 501c3, we will contribute advertising dollars to tell more people about this program so this spreads like wildfire. So, you know,
and he's even said he'd consider coming to a Christian Patriot summer camp and go one-on-one with these incredible dialogues with kids, help them find that treasure.
Exactly right. So there's a lot of really neat things they're doing. And if a 501c3, in other words, a tax-deductible donation is something you prefer, some people are looking at that as the year-round, you know, ends up here to get their fiscal house in order with Uncle Sam.
You know, Wahlburgers do, a lot of Christian stations do that. They have a parallel of charitable source.
Anyway, if that interests you, call me, 855-200-1776. Just press extension 3. 855-200-1776. And leave a message, if you would, okay? By the way, we mentioned earlier we were gonna share a call from a listener about why we have the Freedom Club. I haven't forgotten. We're going to do that. We're talking about the Freedom Club right now, so I'll play it. This is why we have a Freedom Club. Listen to the kind of Freedom Club members we get who we hear from on the program.
Yes, I was doing my Bible study here this morning and wanted to call in just to give encouragement to Mark and Scott. And my reading was in Isaiah chapter 40. And for me, the highlights for me were verse 18 through 31. But the whole chapter is meant to encourage both Mark and Scott. Thank you. Bye now.
No, thank you. I mean, that's that kind of encouragement from listeners is phenomenal and keeps us going.
You know what encouraged people? This is what we did in our last segment yesterday in the Common Sense Club. I read Isaiah 40:31. But listen to this if you're feeling downtrodden, folks. For those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Exactly.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller. Could not have said it better myself. And while we're on Faith Matters, let me share, as I said I would, a little Advent message. And this is from 1 Samuel 3:9. If God calls you, you shall see. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And this talks about how, and this is, again, just a little reminder at Advent, the real reason for the season. It says, praying is first and foremost listening to Jesus, who dwells in the very depths of your heart. He doesn't shout. He doesn't thrust himself upon you. His voice is an unassuming voice, very nearly a whisper, the voice of a gentle love. Whatever you do with your life, go on listening to the voice of Jesus in your heart. This listening must be an active and very attentive listening. For in our restless and noisy world, God's loving voice is easily drowned out.
That's for sure.
You need to set aside some time every day for this active listening to God. If only for 10 minutes. 10 minutes each day for Jesus alone can bring about a radical change in your life. You'll find that it isn't easy to be still, even for 10 minutes at a time. You'll discover straight away that many other voices that are very noisy and distracting, voices which do not come from God, demand your attention. But if you stick to your daily prayer time, then slowly but surely you'll come to hear the gentle voice of love and will long more and more to listen to it. Listening will help you to get to know Jesus in a very intimate way, make you aware of this unique manner in which he is calling you, and give you the courage to follow him, even to places or you'd rather not go. Living with Jesus is a great adventure. It's the adventure of love. And
pretty cool, man.
Advent is a perfect time to take on missions like that. Find 10 minutes a day where I'm just going to shut it all off and listen. None of us listen enough to each other.
That's right.
Let alone our Creator. You know what I mean? So it's great advice. And also, going back to the parking lot story, just when you get into one of those little moments, and they're going to happen. They're going to happen at this busy time. Just reset a little bit and remember the reason for the season. And when we come back, we have somebody who wants to weigh in on fertile and what's happening there with the nativity scene at the school being questioned. Can you believe it? Unbelievable.
My mother was born in fertile.
Fertile, Minnesota is a great place.
Great. Tremendous county fair.
Great fair there and home of Bauer Honey, too.
Right.
My buddy Dan and Rochelle Bauer. Back with more on What's On Your Mind after this short timeout. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay anytime between December 27th and January 2nd. Includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling at Chaser's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's an ice cream social, cookie decorating, bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires, Leech Lake adventure rides on the Chase track vehicle, live entertainment at the 502 restaurant, and the big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Zero in Fargo, 7 below in Grand Forks, Jamestown 5 below, Devil's Lake 10 below, Wahpeton 9 above. Boy, temps are all over the place here, aren't they? Felt like winter was back this morning, though. Yikes. Out in the Bakken, 2 below in Williston, 4 below Tioga and Stanley. Dickinson at 2 above, Sydney at 7 above. And looks like in the valley, chance of snow today, cloudy high near 4. And wind chills, again, kind of ugly. Not much in the way of accumulations, less than an inch. But tonight, the snow likely mainly after midnight, cloudy low around 8 below. Tomorrow, cloudy about 11 below. Sunday, chance of snow, mostly cloudy, high near 5 above. Out in the Bakken, cold, 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 with the wind chills at least today. Snow showers likely, 2 below, 25 below with the wind chill. East wind at 7 to 13, but gusting up there around 21. Chance of precip 60%. Snow likely tonight, cloudy, about 1 below. Wind chill values down there around 20 below again. Tomorrow, slight chance of snow before noon, cloudy and cold, high near 6 above, and then Sunday, mostly cloudy, high near 26. All right, fertile Minnesota. Evidently, this nativity scene was removed and then put back at the school. So again, I just ask a simple question. Is it nuts to even consider the idea that a nativity scene shouldn't be anywhere. Anywhere. It's history.
But it's faith. It's religious freedom.
Okay.
The majority of the people in Fertile believe in it.
Listen to this.
Good morning, Marcus Scott. I'm calling regarding Fertile and the nativity scenes. If there's somebody in Fertile that wants to initiate lots of nativity scenes throughout the town, I will donate some money so that the people that don't have money to put one out but would like to can do that. This is a Chick-fil-A day. All right. God bless.
Once again, the genius of our listeners. Isn't that amazing?
That's just terrific.
Just what do I got to do? I'll take it on. In case you missed this, a nativity scene at the public school, the talk of Fertile, Minnesota. It's a little town, 800 people, northwest Minnesota. Head cook Jody Petrie set it, the nativity scene up in the cafeteria, but Superintendent Brian Clark decided to take it down Monday. The school board reviewed his decision Tuesday night and decided the nativity scene could go back up as long as displays of other religious holidays are also shown.
What other religious holiday is there?
School board members either did not return calls or refused to comment.
How many Muslims are there over there?
Asked about her action, Petrie simply said, "I am Christian. It's about Christmas." God bless her.
God bless her. She needs to have, we need to have, get, these kind of people need to get some kind of an award, Freedom of Religion Award or something.
This is exactly why our kids go to Catholic school. I mean, because of this, you're assaulting these kids. There's nothing wrong with a nativity scene being up there.
Who is the number one authority figure in a school, a superintendent? And he's coming and saying, this is not welcome here. This is no better than any other religion.
In fairness to him, maybe he feared some lawsuit or something else. He shouldn't, though. He should be bold.
Can't have cowards for superintendents.
You know, I mentioned I was going to tell you the story about Bishop Fulda. And he was at Mass yesterday. Yesterday was the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Do you know the story?
It's an amazing story. You know, I lived on the Guadalupe River in Seguin, Texas.
And the story of Juan Diego and his walk home from school one day about 500 years ago is just this amazing story. And, the image of Our Lady, the mother of Jesus. Talk about Christmas. This is all about Mary giving birth to Jesus. If Mary doesn't say yes to Gabriel, there is no Jesus. Without Mary, there's no Jesus. Without our mothers, we're not here, right? So obviously,
But that couldn't happen because that's why she was born in the first place. You know?
Exactly. To St. Anne and Joachim.
Same way as Esther, you know, except for a time like this you were born.
So anyway, Bishop Fulda yesterday comes to the school and he's, in his sermon. And by the way, for folks that are not familiar with the Catholic Church, the bishop is the pope of your particular area, for lack of a better term, right?
Yeah, he's the head guy.
So he's busy. He's, has many parishes, many communities, many things to do. It's unusual for him to be at Mass with the kids. I mean, in our case, the elementary school, they have Mass once a week, and it's a treat to have the bishop there. So the bishop is there, and he goes out amongst the kids, and his sermon is about the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And he just talked about how, do you know the story? Do you know how it happened? And the kids are raising their hand and they want to answer the question and they know all about it. It's just, amazing, this whole story about how Mary appeared to this young Mexican boy 500 years ago. And to this day, there's proof of that still in existence in Mexico City at this shrine. And what's amazing about this is, it's a complicated story to tell in the minute we have left, but there's this little shrine on a hill in Mexico City where this happened. And this image of Mary has survived more peril than you could. A bomb. A bomb went off in the church. Somebody tried to blow it up. The image was untouched after the bomb. I mean, it's miraculous. It's really, read the story of Juan Diego. It's a great kid's book. And
the proof was in roses and imprinted on the kid's clothes.
Yeah.
A perfect image of Mary.
That still exists to this day. People, I think on the feast day yesterday, 5 million people were expected to be there in Mexico City. 5 million people to this day, 500 years after this event happened. But the bishop did a wonderful job of talking with the kids about Mary and Jesus and the season. And you can't do that in every school today, sadly. And that's really unfortunate. So kudos to Bishop Fulda. He did a fabulous job. But also, folks know what public schools are under right now. This Fertile thing is not unique. And so, you know,
and the ACLU is aggressively attempting to force God out of the public square in every place.
That's nuts, in my view. Let me know if you agree or disagree. Let us know right now. We'll get you in at 855-200-1776. Press 1. Thanks for the call from Fertile, by the way. That was fabulous as well. We appreciate it. Mark, have fun. 2 to 5 this afternoon on the Common Sense Club. We'll chat with you later.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.